After a controversial episode that saw us get a lot of love, but even more hate for, Kale and I get back to our roots with the People segment Ask MF, where we answer every question from how long is Kale's neck in centimeters, all the way to what happens after we die. We then have a nail segment that will have you saying, holy shit, I did that. And as always, we clean up the show with our shower thought of the day. Here we go.
Talk about life,
partying,
masturbation,
how to find love,
being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't bite down on something. You literally bite high.
Whack. Whack. This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Welcome to episode 12 of Minimal Filters, a throwback show, you could say, Kale, even though this episode only marks the third month of this podcast.
It feels like it's been almost a year already. But yeah. Also at the same time, it feels like we just started yesterday, so.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. It's like, it's kind of like, I feel like I've been struggling through school for the last, I don't know, it'd be three months. Yeah, because we started this right when school started.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it feels like I just started this semester because I took a year off, which was a terrible decision. Mm-hmm. Whatever, though.
It happens.
Life's life.
Life is life. It goes on.
As I said before, we begin today with the Ask MF segment, where we not only answer all of the fans' questions, but also all the haters. So you're welcome for that, assholes.
Yeah, there's a lot too. We posted the link, I guess a picture, and then our link was in our bio for this Google form this time, and there was a lot. So we haven't gone through all of them. Just kind of like I said last time we did this segment, I like it kind of be natural, where I read it and then instantly think on my feet. It's more fun that way, I think, for me, because I can actually end up fucking up quite often.
Yeah, but your answers are way shit.
Yeah, but it's
way more.
It makes for a laugh. So, well, there's a couple I went over just to kind of have an actual intellectual thought this time, but some of them will be a little rocky.
All right. Well, after that, we then get into the nails of things everyone did in elementary school, and I'm basically sure that most of you will simply say, "Wow, I did that."
Yeah, it'll bring you back to the good old days.
Yeah, for sure. Unless you're a weirdo. There's obviously those people who just never really understood what the rest of the kids were doing, which is okay. I got nothing wrong with you guys.
That being said, some of these things that we have written down are what the weirdos did, because you never know. Yeah. There's some days or some years where you were the weirdo.
Those were the kids like who got sent to corners for like licking other kids.
The what? One that never happened to me. Promise.
I didn't say you did. I was.
Oh,
did you just own licking kids? And that's
not bit kids.
All right, that is our show basically, and then obviously got the shower thought.
Always
got the shower thought.
I'm happy to bring back nails. It's been a while since we've done nails.
It's been a while.
For Ask MF too.
I think the last one we did was the one that you pumped me with all the slutty costumes.
Halloween costumes. Yeah, so our last one was Halloween.
Yeah, which is a while back, which is fine. You got to mix it up, right?
A lot of segments. A lot of interviews lately, so.
Yeah, we've been killing it. Killing the game, killing the flow. All right, quick announcement. After we record this podcast, we are actually getting featured on an interview for our first ever guest appearance. The podcast is called Hot Widowed Mess. Stay tuned for our socials for
that
one.
It's going to be fun.
It's fun. She says that we're going to basically go over some red flags and some other things. She wants to hear all about our young 20s. Is that probably the best way to put it?
Yeah, young 20s, our young lives.
Young 20s, which, I mean, for me, I'm starting to settle down already. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
My body's,
I had a couple gray hairs. Fuck.
My body's wearing down, and I think it's just the mustache. The mustache has made me a lot more mature.
Right. It'll be fun though, and once her podcast is out, we'll definitely make sure you guys, I guess, know when that is, so you can give it a listen and tell us how we did on the other end of podcasting for once. Because we're getting interviewed, like Nathan said.
Yeah. So. All right. Cool. On that note, Kale, I will quickly send it over to you.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, today's podcast, like most of you know, for the last 3 weeks now, is brought to you by our friends over at Shoddy. What exactly is a shoddy? Well, the shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's thechoty.com, and order one. Use a special discount code MFERS, capital MF, lowercase ERS, for an extra 10% off of your order. So you can be like Nathan and I with our sick fucking shotties.
Yeah, I love mine. Honestly, it's good style. I feel like it can make your outfits like a little better, a little drippy, sharper. Yeah.
Mad drip.
Add a little bit more drip.
Yeah.
I ain't got a lot of drip. I've
been dripping way too hard lately.
As a... You literally wore a turtleneck to school today.
What doesn't drip? Dude, turtlenecks are literally drip.
Well, that's what you ask.
One guy who wears a turtleneck that doesn't look drippy, af.
I can't really come up with one name, but I also can't come up with one name that looks good in it.
Well, you're looking at one right now.
You're not wearing a turtleneck right now, you fucking liar.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a Calgary Stampeders jersey, which might be the douchiest outfit you've ever worn while we've recorded.
And I'm wearing pajamas too, man. I'm comfortable right now.
All
right.
Before we get into Ask Him F, I was told by some people I was getting some hate for me saying that I like being the little spoon. But what? Yeah.
How the fuck do you get hate for that? I don't know, every man. Guy ever.
But here's the reality is the same guys who are making fun of me for enjoying being the little spoon, they're the same guys who wear jeans and running shoes. So
dorks?
Yeah. And oh, and they also refuse to wear like any shade of pink because they think pink means gay, which I mean it's 2021. And fucking that's funny, grow up.
You're actually wearing pink right now, so I can respect that.
Thank you.
But yeah, they're the kids who wear jeans pin rolled up to their calf still, like we were in grade 11, with runners and then a fucking sports team hoodie.
Hurts. Yeah. It hurts.
You hate to see that today's day and age.
You feel bad.
So if there's someone listening right now wearing that, drive home and change.
Yeah, just throw out the entire outfit if you're wearing that. I would,
for sure.
Ask MF. So we had two different categories. We had dumbass questions and serious ones. Some of you didn't understand that, which I don't quite understand. I mean, I feel bad for your parents if you can't differentiate the two.
Yeah.
Kale will be reading the dumb ones. Nathan will be taking the serious note and reading out the serious ones.
And it'll be kind of back and forth, too. So you'll get a laugh, hopefully, and then maybe even cry.
You get a laugh, you get a cry, you get a laugh.
Then a cry.
And then a laugh.
And then you're going to cry again because you're laughing so goddamn hard.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, Kale, take it away with question number one.
A secret you haven't told each other. I don't want to tell you. It's a secret.
You can go first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So our first update of our Movember, I was going to shave my stubble, my beard that I had. So it's like just a mustache was showing. And I'm not going to lie, Bales. I got a secret to tell you about this one. he's staring at me.
Why are you laughing?
He knows something's going to come here. I shaved my face with my razor. And then I'm like, you know what? I might as well shave my balls. But I don't want to use my face razor. So I use your face razor on my balls. And I was going to tell you just like get a new head. But then... immediately after you shaved your neared and your fucking cheeks, and
we can talk about this after. That's so fucked up, man.
Already kind of past time.
We're gonna have to settle this after. that's just fucked up.
That's a secret I haven't told you, man.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay. My secret. There was one time in grade 12 when you passed out drunk. Obviously, our beds were beside each other. You passed out.
Doesn't sound like me.
It was one of those nights you just had a really, really long night. And the next morning you got Snapchats from a bunch of people saying, what the fuck was that video? People were just sending you laughing faces, right?
And I remember that kind of.
And I told you it was just me like just taking videos of you.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was actually videos of me slapping the shit out of you, drunk and
on my own phone,
on your own phone. And I sent it to all the people in your contacts. Seriously? So people just got videos from you of you just getting slapped silly.
Oh, so you're saying the next morning when I was pretty much looking stupid because everyone's like, what do you mean you don't know?
Yeah.
But I honestly had no idea. I thought it was something I sent them.
Nope. That was, yeah. So sorry about that. It was pretty funny though. I was really pissed I didn't save any of the videos. The next day I was like, why didn't I at least save one? So at least I had one.
Like, how hard were you hitting me?
Like not easy. Like it wasn't like just one of those like, eh. It was like, boom.
Were you mad at me?
No, I just wanted to go to bed. So my logical thing was to slap you.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it's not fair at all. I don't know why I just said that. Fuck you, but thanks for, I guess.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't like to start where on. Yeah. I think we're both already mad at each other.
I'm not mad. I'm just pissed.
Let's bring a funny one here, Bells.
Sure. You're reading the funny ones. What are you fucking doing?
Bring an intellectual one here. My bad.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. Man, we just started the pod and you're already fucking up.
No, we haven't just started.
All right. This is a serious one. Since y'all... they did say y'all.
Oh, it's for Texas fan.
Are doing Movember Men's Health Month. Is it easy for you to accept help when you need it? Will you ask for help?
Oh, wow. I guess I'll start too. I'll be quick. I will ask for help, but it's not easy at all.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, and if anyone ever like kind of asks me from like from their POV or like their perspective, I say, yeah, just ask for help. It's simple. But deep down, whenever I had to or have to in the future, it's not easy to do. Definitely not. But I know that when I have asked for help before, there's nothing more relieving than once you finally get it done. You finally ask. So
I will try to keep it short as well. When I was in a bad place, it took a long time to get out of it. And what got me out of it was reaching out for help.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So anyone who ever feels like you're alone, trust me or not, there's always people willing to talk and willing to listen to you. And I think as cliche as it's begun to sound, reaching out for help truly is the best thing you can do. So I think for anyone who is struggling, yes, it's going to be probably one of the hardest things you can do, but trust me, reaching out for help will be the best thing you can do. So
absolutely. It's okay to not be okay.
Yeah. That's
wow,
always one
question.
Way to do it. All right. Let's, lighten
like
the
this.
Mood a bit here.
Yeah. All right. On a different note, going back to dumbass questions, which one of you would be Little Spoon?
I'm hoping me.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I like being Little Spoon.
Yeah, and I'm a bigger dude, so I think we'd actually, as weird as it sounds, we'd probably fit pretty well together.
I don't think we're allowed to say that. Last pod, we had a lot of insults about us being too
close.
Yeah,
there was a few.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, I mean, like, I agree with Nathan. Being Little Spoon is fucking amazing. But I'll let you be Little Spoon in our relationship.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Will the world be a better place if caste and religion cease to exist? I'm going to say no, because religion gives certain people things to believe in.
Yeah, that's...
However, I do think there's extremists who suck. And far right and far left people can suck a big dong, because I don't like either of them.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of funny, because I actually did a research project on this 2 years ago. And one thing I didn't realize is that whether you know it or not, you perform religious acts every single day. Whether, like, even, like, Canada itself, there's a lot of, like, just things. I don't even know. I'm not going to get into it because I can't think off the top of my head. But if the world had no religion, or I don't even know what caste means, I'll completely admit. Caste. Yeah, that's, I mean, good question. I appreciate you asking. But I think the world would not be a better place if religion ceased to exist. I think religion's there for a reason, and it's always been, so why get rid of it?
Let's go with two funny questions to lighten the mood here.
Okay.
I kind of feel like we're feeling slow right now.
Mm-mm, I'm feeling good.
You don't look good.
Vous êtes un pardeur et vous baiser. Yeah, it's a French question. I'm going to quickly translate this. But while I do that, let's see. What was the first person to milk a cow trying to do? You can go ahead and answer that one first, Bills.
The first person to milk a cow was seeing how good they are at jerking off. Seeing what strategy works best for the cow so they could figure out what works best on themselves.
Okay.
It's called self-improvement, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. I think the first person was just trying to see what the baby was doing. You could have just said that. Or you realized the baby was getting fed doing it. So like, maybe I can get fed doing this too. So I decided to milk and get some milk to nourish their family. And that makes more logical sense.
No, mine definitely makes more sense.
That French question, by the way, which I think I know who sent this, because we have like one French friend, but are you a waste of time and definitely fuck each other every day, you losers?
Huh.
Skip that one.
The answer is no.
I think when you put French into translate, it doesn't actually put in
no,
the proper sentence.
It doesn't
format.
Do it properly. However, the answer is no regardless.
Yeah, the answer is no.
So fuck you, croissant.
Fair. Do one more quick one here, because that one doesn't really count. How long is Kale's neck in centimeters? 34.
34?
Yeah.
I was going to say 30.
34. Yeah.
30?
34.
Like one entire ruler.
Plus 4 centimeters. No, it's not.
No, it's definitely 30.
I think it's probably like
one entire ruler.
14 or 15. My neck isn't actually that long. My whole body's long.
No, your neck's long.
Okay, yeah,
if you look at a picture of you, there's one picture of us where it's me, you, and our friend Jason. Your neck actually looks abnormally long for your body even.
Well.
So sorry to tell you, man.
I'd rather have long neck than no neck. So.
Good point.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I enjoy my medium-sized neck. I'm not going to lie.
Intellectual question, Bills.
How many hours has Nathan put in while Kale lays around and does nothing?
Zero.
I'm in disagree. I think the answer is a lot.
No, I literally, you sit on the couch for 8 hours a day while I'm grinding homework.
They're talking about podcasting, dummy.
It doesn't say the word podcast on that question, does it?
Ooh, Mr. Kale getting all technical with the questions.
Well, I'm just reading the question. It doesn't say podcast.
It's okay. You don't have to get butthurt, man.
I don't do nothing. I do homework 8 hours a day. Fuck you guys. Let's see here. How often do you guys allow each other to sleep together each week?
We don't ever sleep together. There was a... when was it? That would have been Saturday. We both fell asleep on separate couches and had a nice nap.
Yeah, that's then we the had a fucking we've had. Beer league game immediately after that. We were technically late for.
Doesn't matter.
Like 13 minutes to spare. We got dressed on time, but I hated being rushed.
It doesn't matter. I'm the best player in league history.
6:30 to 8:30 nap. I did not sleep that whole entire night. It's the worst time ever.
I don't think there's a worst subtle feeling ever when you have a late night nap and then you just know as soon as you wake up, you're like, I'm not sleeping tonight.
Combined with the adrenaline you have after the hockey game, it's like, I didn't go to bed till 3:30 that night, which sucks. I had school the next day.
On a Sunday? You had school on a Sunday?
I guess I didn't.
Nice.
Oh, that was last night. I didn't fucking sleep until 3 o'clock again. My neck, I had a big fall on hockey. Hit my head real hard. Concussion protocol.
Whatever, man. Turn.
Yep.
I think this is in the wrong category, but who invented circumcisions? Why did it start? Is it too late for me to get one? Would you rather be or not be circumcised? That's a lot to unpack.
Wasn't it the...
That's a lot. Okay, Kale, we'll start off with who invented circumcisions and why?
The Jewish?
What?
What's the...
I actually don't know. I think it's the Jewish.
Isn't it like the...
I'm going to say George Washington started just because he was pretty smart. And then it started...
I haven't even said dumb shit like that.
It started because he was way too hot in his crotch area. So he needed it to cool down. So he was
cut
like...
cut off his turtleneck.
Yeah, he cut it off his turtleneck.
Okay, well, I actually know for a fact because, again...
Because you just looked it up on the internet.
No.
I just saw you look it up on
the internet. The ancient Egyptians in the 23rd century, they created circumcision. Why? It was actually a form of punishment.
And then everyone in the world's getting punished.
Well,
now.
Then I actually realized it came to fruition that it actually is a hygiene thing, which makes sense because a lot of dirty shit can get stuck there.
Okay, is it too late for me to get one? The answer is no.
No,
you can actually get one whenever.
You can get one when you're 20.
I know someone who got one when they were 20.
I got a really close friend of mine who recently got circumcised at an age of 20 years old.
He said it wasn't even that bad.
He's lying. The person we know said it was really bad.
He said it wasn't that bad. Would you rather be or not be circumcised?
I'm glad that I am.
I'm also glad that I'm fully circumcised, which is... Why are you laughing? I don't have a hood.
No, I just... I don't know.
I'm glad to be part of the full full tip gang.
Yeah.
Hashtag FT gang.
Hashtag get circumcised if you're not. It's not too late. Which one of you is better in bed? Me.
Where'd you read that?
The question where it says which one of you two is better in bed.
Oh, shit, that one. How do you know you?
I've been told that I'm better than you.
I don't think we're tunnel buddies with anyone.
Yeah, we are. I actually wasn't told that, but...
Yeah, so you're a fucking liar. I don't think we can test it out unless we both have a threesome, so...
Hey, any females out there want to...
I'm a man of God. I'm a virgin, so I can't have that actually till marriage. We'll find out once I get married, though. You can have sex with my wife, and then we'll decide who's better.
Or you can just marry a girl I've slept with before.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to fuck my wife either. I didn't want you to fuck my wife.
Sleep with your wife, man. Come on.
My bad.
Yeah, all good.
What's your body count?
What do you mean by that?
Zero. I still haven't had sex before.
Yeah, Bill's a virgin. I got three now.
Cool.
Yeah,
three. Good number.
Just, yeah, every girl I've been in a relationship with from over a year.
Exactly. So just loyal.
Two, actually. I meant two.
Congrats, man.
Just two. This question... I will skip while I translate it. It's another French one, but I will ask, which one of you was the Tumblr boy that shut me down? Take a wild guess.
My hand's up. Yep. My hand is currently raised. That was me. I would like to apologize because I went through a phase where I was the coolest person in the world.
Still thinks he is.
And I still am. So
there you go. That's proof right there. Proof's in the pudding. Yeah, that was Baylor.
I also never had Tumblr. I just considered myself a Tumblr boy because I had this one Instagram picture that went viral. So props to all my...
Hollister hoodie?
I don't think I was wearing a Hollister. But props to all my girlfriends back then. Yeah, I think I had like 20. So
fair. The French question is, c'est quoi ton boisson d'alcool prefer? So I'm assuming it means what kind of alcohol do you prefer. Well, that's what I assumed. And then when I translated it, it literally says, what's your favorite alcohol drink? Mine, I kind of bounce back and forth for like the past 3 years between a nice cold beer and then a nice whiskey and Coke. And it's honestly depends on the night. If I'm trying to get absolutely in one, whiskey and Coke for sure. If I want a quick pre-drink, whiskey and Coke. If I'm going to like, I don't know, a concert or like an event, something, or even just like kind of casual drinks, beer. I'm a beer guy. I think deep down I'm a beer guy.
You're very masculine. You're literally that stereotypical guy who's like, I'm only drinking beer because I'm trying to be a man.
I actually think whiskey and Coke's more of a man's drink than beer.
Nope. Have you ever seen the Gibson's Finest commercial where it's like, I don't even like beer? And then everyone's everyone's like, it's okay not to drink beer, even though the stereotype is
that's not what they say.
Men with big dicks drink only beer.
That's not what they say.
I don't know. I'm just telling you facts. I'm literally reading this off the internet. It says, why do people drink beer?
Did you just change that train of thought once you realized that you were definitely agreeing with what I said?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Perfect. What's your favorite drink there other than a fucking gin and tonic, Bills?
I've never had a gin and tonic in my life.
Yeah, okay, but
thank you.
Martini, maybe?
Also never had a martini.
A nice seltzer.
Don't mind seltzers. Seltzers aren't bad. If I had to choose, I'd honestly go with vodka Mio's. Low on the calories. Can't complain there. Always helping. I'm always taking care of my body, except for when I'm drinking. So,
yeah, good call. Good call.
Yeah. My turn.
Yep.
If the person you were engaged to marry had an accident and became a paraplegic, would you go through with the marriage or back out of it? Love is love. I am marrying that woman till I die.
Yeah, you marry them for who they are, their personality, and their heart. You don't marry them for what they look like or what they can and cannot.
I think this person has a sick mind, and they try throwing us under.
I bet when the person made that question, they're like, these guys are going to laugh so hard at this question. Meanwhile, it's actually a really fucking horrible thing to say.
Have you ever considered getting help? Because I would recommend it for whoever that person is.
Highly recommend. Just maybe next time you got to send something like that, you just do not send it. Is cereal soup? Why or why not?
No.
Yeah, it's definitely not, and here's why. Soup is warm. Cereal is not.
Thank you.
That's all you need to know.
Case settled.
Yeah.
Okay. Cereal's not soup, I guess. So, very good reasoning, Kale.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really, anyone who asks that question, though, like, what are you, psychotic?
Again, another question, too.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Like, no.
It's those questions where it's like, just fucking take a split second and actually think about it and you'll realize what a dumb question
it is. Use like a quarter of your brain activity and then you can ask us a question. How's that?
If you even have a quarter of a fucking brain, you idiot.
Yeah. If one of your friends was thinking of choosing to wear number 63 in hockey, would you advise against it, encourage it, or just unfriend him? I will unfriend him. Dumb number.
Yeah, I won't unfriend you because everyone makes mistakes, but that is a horrible number. I can't think of anyone who actually wears that number either.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Good question because that's a bad number. There's a lot of bad numbers out there. That's definitely one of them. Number, I think, 3 is a bad number. 47 is a bad number.
Probably 38. 38 is pretty ugly.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly. 3 and 8, 11. Yeah.
11.
Let's see. Would you rather pry your thumbnail off with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall? Oh my God. I would rather probably pry my thumbnail off with a fork because I'm actually getting legit fucking...
The thought of putting a toothpick in my big toenail and kicking a wall is quite literally sending shivers down my spine as we speak. There we go. I figured it out.
You got her.
Back-to-back S's are always a difficulty around here. Yeah, you say back-to-back S's right now. Say two words that start with S and have a lot of Z in them.
Slow succession.
It's unfair.
How's
you literally had that one written down in your notes.
Fuck you.
Whatever. Why are gas prices so high? I think Trudeau. I'm not a political guy, but I think that's why they're high.
It's just the pipeline things.
Is that a?
I don't know. I don't know why the gas price is so high. I don't work in that industry. I hate it, but it's one of those things too. Where what are you gonna do? Just not buy gas? Everyone's gotta do it. Suck it up. Deal with it. We all have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Why does Nathan think he looks good in cheetah swim shorts? He should definitely just let them go. Well, you don't have those anymore because our friend stole them.
Well, the person who asked this question was probably that fucking guy who stole them.
Yeah, probably.
He stole them because I looked way too good in my cheetah print shorts. Fuck you, man. That's all I gotta say. They were my favorite shorts.
Awesome. Another quick.
They're swim shorts, and I liked wearing them just around the house. That's how much I liked them.
They're not like that sick though, but whatever. I guess the comfort's comfort. Would you rather get diarrhea every time you laugh or throw up every time someone says your name?
I'd definitely rather throw up. The thought of me shitting my pants.
I laugh a lot, too.
Like we've said, shitting your pants is the worst thing you can do ever in the history of the world.
Yeah, a friend told me one time. I never have.
Yeah. Not intellectual question, but would you guys ever date each other? So very shitty spelling, but I think you got the question across. No, I like females. So
yeah. Even if I was a girl, I probably wouldn't date Nathan. I don't trust him. I think he'd probably play me like a fiddle.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's just because of your personality, why I play like a fiddle. You'd be way too easy.
Yeah, whatever. Despite your personal tastes and interests, what hair color do you guys usually end up hooking with or closing with more often? Blondes.
Mine's brunettes. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, like... It like the question is obviously states it well, like despite personal taste and interest, I've always considered myself like a blonde guy. But brunettes just seem to be my thing. I usually end up hugging them more than blondes because, like I said, I'm a virgin. So
again, this does literally say, like despite, and like I said before, there's a definitely evident path I'm on with blondes, but yeah, it's just nothing against dark haired girls, but my last. A couple hangouts have been with blondes.
Yeah.
I definitely close with them more often.
Kale, here's a very deep one. Get your thinking hat on.
It's on.
What do you think happens after we die?
I think reincarnation. Honest to God, I do. I think that's what deja vu is. I think whenever you have deja vu, it's because you, in your past life you had before the one you're in now, experienced something very similar. That's why no one can really explain deja vu.
Yeah, very cool. My answer is absolutely nothing. The world can be broken down into science and math, and the reality is you're dead, you die. So, sorry for that cold-hearted answer, but the reality is nothing's going to happen after you die. So,
it's not reality, it's just your reality.
Well, I mean, whatever. If you have to have sex with one animal, which animal would it be? Yikes. Wow. You know what?
Bear?
You actually answered this question. I was totally going to skip this one.
Skip. Skip.
Okay, your turn. Skip.
Does Nathan know he's put weight on?
Yes. I worked it all off at the gym today, though.
Yeah, he put on weight, but today he worked out and it's all gone.
Yeah, it's all gone. Just like that.
All it takes, people. If you want to hit the gym to lose weight, do it one day. All it takes.
Yeah. What is your favorite soup?
Mine's probably broccoli cheddar broccoli.
Mine would be loaded baked potato with bacon.
Okay,
I was going to say, as you said, I told you earlier, I was going to say cream mushroom soup, but you can't really have that by itself.
You put it on something.
Yeah.
Like you always put it on your pork chops.
I always put it on stuff, but nah, I can't have that by itself. So I'm going to say loaded baked potato. And it has to have bacon or else it ain't the same.
There's only a few questions left, so bear with us here. How can I be that hot girl at a party that all the guys want to fuck? Well, first of all, if you want to be the girl that every guy wants to fuck, be the hottest one there.
Just be hotter.
Like, I don't know, that's kind of, if you're not the hottest one there, then...
No, it's definitely, like we've said before multiple times, personality. If you find a way to stand out, like for me, if I see a girl who's sexy dancing, she has my attention immediately.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be hot. You can just be that girl who's got that vibrant personality, some energy to you. I'd say just be the firework at the party. Yeah. How's that?
Yeah, and don't be like every basic bitch there. Don't wear your fucking whatever those white, just your Stan Smiths, whatever those white
Air Force Ones,
whatever girls wear on their feet.
The Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones with black jeans and a white tank top. Like fucking.
Okay, let's
change it up.
Crush through these. We're gonna have to speed this up. So shorter answers here.
Okay.
Does kill count actually matter? Where do you guys draw the line at? Because I'm 19. I'm at 19 and I'm only 20.
Okay, but is that a girl or a guy, do we think?
That's sexist. So here's my answer is, at all. Is once you get to a certain age, kill count does not matter. Quite literally, it's all about who you are as a person. Sex is sex. I wouldn't know, like I've said. However, just do you. You have fun. You do you.
I'm going to be hypocritical here because I've asked the same question, but I think it actually does matter to an extent. Because if I know that you have a insane track record with a lot of dudes and greasy guys at that and just don't care and sleep with whoever you want, I'm going to be less attracted to you.
If my girl's in love with me, though, I won't care if she has a lot. As long as I know that she wants me and my thing inside of her only.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's trust. I don't know. It's hard for me to trust people sometimes. Yeah. I've had bad experiences. So.
Okay. You discovered your wonderful one-year-old child is because of a mix-up at the hospital, not yours. Would you want to exchange the child to try to correct the mistake?
Absolutely. I would not take care of that baby if it's not mine.
Yeah. I like my genetics. I want my pretty blue eyes with my kid. So
if I was like seeing a girl who had a kid, I'd raise them if it came down to it, if she needed help and we were in love. But if it's a mix up at the hospital, just give them my own fucking baby, please. We're hard to make that.
Yeah. So you're in a restaurant and you're waiting for the waiter to get your order. Aren't you really the waiter?
Oh,
fuck you, Mr. Yes. Comedian.
Yes.
Kale, that was Kale's fake laugh. So whoever asked this question, buzz off. Fuck, marry, kill, French toast, Stuart Little, Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm going to kill Kyle Rittenhouse. The politically correct and right answer
Me
to
too.
Say. I'll fuck French toast and I guess I'll marry Stuart Little.
I'm going to marry French toast, fuck Stu Little.
You're going to fuck a mouse?
Kill Kyle. Hell yeah.
That's questionable.
Well, I want to fuck a perfectly good French toast.
What's the first thing a man does in the morning? Pee
fart.
Every single time.
Pee and fart.
You fart?
Pee and fart at the same time, usually. A little fee.
That's why it smells bad every time I go in there.
No, that's not why.
All right, you buzz out those dumbass questions. Let's go.
At what age, if you aren't married with a woman, will you decide to just be gay because you have no hope anymore? 32.
22?
Damn it.
No. Probably never.
Yeah, 56, honestly. I know a lot of people who marry when they're old, so.
44.
Why does it hurt so bad when I pee? Probably an STI. Get it checked.
Probably a sty.
If you've had to fuck one animal or your best friend slash partner would die, what animal would it be?
Bear.
Bear. Yep. Nice bear ass of a bear. Describe Nathan, and then Nathan describes my style of play currently in hockey. Like, give a quick scouting report. Let's do current on our beer league team.
Kale is a player who just basically skates around and trips over blue lines and gives himself concussions.
Yep.
That's recency bias, just so you all know. You're welcome for that literate term.
Nathan's the 121-year-old in an old men's league who goes end-to-end and scores and just chirps people, and if he doesn't, he gets really upset and slams the gate.
I've never slammed the gate in this league. However, I do like chirping old men.
Were you a Disney or Nickelodeon kid? Yes, actually, I was.
Which one?
Life on Deck.
No, it's asking which one, dumb fuck. I was Disney all the way, no cap.
That meant like, was I like a...
No, I was Disney. I was Disney, Family Channel all the way. That's what we have in Canada for you American listeners out there.
For sure, Zeus, I was Disney. Last question. If you could choose the year you were born from the last 100 years, what year would it be and why?
1911, because that's when the Titanic... went out on the water and drowned. So
okay, cool. That's kind of a cool year to be born.
I think it was 1911. Fuck, I'm probably.
I would that. Probably born like 1915 because 1933 was when Hitler took reign in Germany. And I think that'd be really cool to be 18 years old when that was happening.
Why the fuck would you want to be around when Hitler was?
Alcohol was cheap. Turn 18 out there, cheap booze.
Good reasoning.
Thanks.
Not the fact that he was pretty.
Oh no, there. Hitler like that's.
Jesus Christ. That was Ask MF. Sorry, yeah. Dragged on. Good question, though, guys.
Yeah.
All around, some funny ones. We like the serious ones, too, because...
That was good.
Kale and I both need to get our lives together, so maybe if you guys start asking us some serious questions, maybe it'll make us reflect on our lives.
I hope it does.
That's what this mustache has done for me. My life has changed in the last 3 weeks.
For better or for worse?
Definitely for better. I feel like I'm an adult. Before I felt like I was a child trapped in a fully developed man's body.
Yeah, that's it for sure.
Kale, our snails of things you did as an elementary school student. Who is this brought to you by?
This segment is brought to you by our friends over at Good Under Pressure. Good Under Pressure offers mobile pressure washing and cleanup services with hot and cold water capabilities. Their products contain no phosphates and no hydrocarbons. So, if you or someone you know is sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti or any tagging done by vandals, check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click on Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure. Not only their name, but the way they do business.
Well done. Do you have the coin?
I lost the coin.
You literally had one fucking job.
You gave me a fucking dime. It's the smallest currency there is in Canada.
Coin's a coin.
All right. You call in the air. Yeah.
Heads. You've one fucking job.
Here. Grab it. It's on your side now. Left side. I dropped a coin, guys.
It's tails, but like, yeah. Man, we're trying to give our people a professional feel, and you're going to go then and
grab
do
a fucking
like
coin
that.
And flick it again.
I did. You can go first.
All right. So this is the nails of things you did in elementary school. The number one thing, my one that everyone did, and you're going to be like, yep, did that. You're gonna know what this is. Poke your pencil into those big erasers.
Nice.
Every single kid, like, and you know for a fact that there's those big white erasers, you would just stab the fuck out of them with pencils for no apparent reason other than let's just do it.
My favorite thing to do in elementary, one of my favorites, the second one of the other ones would probably be just, you know, making out with girls.
What the fuck?
In elementary school?
That's your number one pick?
No. No. My first pick is smelling the smelly markers.
Yeah.
Those things were unbelievable. I don't think, like, I honestly would buy them now just to, like, have around our apartment and just, like, you know what? I'm going to have a little sniff. My orange one was by far the favorite. A little tangy in there.
Absolutely.
A little tangy. I hated purple, though.
They actually, I loved it. They all had their own scent. I just,
they're all combustion. Awesome.
My number two, that's a good one, pick, Bills. My number two, and this honestly was almost my number one, is spell boobs on a calculator.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I still do that, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, like boobs. There was one time when I learned how to put like full words into my, because at first I didn't know in your scientific calculator you could actually put letters in.
Yeah, but that wasn't elementary school.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying a story here if you wouldn't fucking interrupt me.
Oh.
I realized how to do this algorithm, which I started off as boobies, and then it transitioned to I want to die. It was like an algorithm that
you
put in there.
What made you make that one, Bales?
Just high school in general.
Okay, just high school.
My second one relates to erasers as well. Mm-hmm. Putting a yes or no on both sides and then flipping it.
Yeah.
Which basically told you the type of person you were going to be or if I had a crush on Brittany or not. So.
Which Brittany?
She was a cute blonde girl across the hall.
What grade? Same grade?
I believe that year she was a year older. So I like older women and nothing has changed. So
this one, again, these are all number one answers for me. I'm fucking killing so far. I think watch Bill Nye.
Yeah. Can't go
Every
wrong with that.
Every single fucking elementary student still, I think, probably watches Bill Nye the
Science. I still watched it in high school.
Bill. So did I, actually.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Chemistry, grade 10, I think we still watched.
This is one that everyone fucking did. Buy stuff at the book fair.
Yeah.
Those book fairs were straight gas. Like, I've never had more fun in my life than at the book fairs when I'd be buying, like, Geronimo Stilton. And even, like, I barely bought books. I usually just bought posters. But yeah. The book fair was fire. That shit was lit.
Fuck yeah, man. That was lit. I actually miss those book fairs. It's like such a feeling of like, ah, yes, the book fair is in a week.
Book fair. You get out of class. You get to go buy some sick posters.
All the money you had when you were 8, 9 was spent at the
book fair. I would do an hour of chores just so I could go to the book fair.
Absolutely. This one is running your finger in between the lines of the bricks on the wall.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I see
Everyone
that.
Everyone did that. Just running this.
I still do that.
Yeah, I know.
Still do that.
These are things that could be used for university students as well.
Okay, my next one is put a slight layer of glue on your hand just to peel it off. That shit.
That was fun.
That shit made me nut, man. Yeah. That shit was unbelievable.
Even like when it was like hot glue sometimes, it's like a little quick little pain and it's like, it peels off.
And then you peel it off. Like, it was so fucking awesome. And I think that's something that everyone sneakily did, and but we never talked about. So I think this is the time to talk about it. Be like, hey, guys, we all went through this together. We all probably have chemicals in our hands from the glue we put on.
Absolutely.
We're all connected.
In some way or another, and this is the way I guess we're all connected as human beings.
Adam and Eve, obviously, is the main way we're connected, but whatever. Yeah,
apparently. My last one, balancing between a couple here, but I'm going to say giving yourself the lead shot with a mechanical pencil.
Yeah, yeah, where it slides right in.
Holding that eraser, like the mechanical part, just stabbing yourself.
Legit, though, I thought as a kid, like when I first saw people doing that, I legit thought I was going in their arm. Like, and I hate to sound like cheesy and shit, but I legit was dumb as fuck as a kid.
You're dumb as hell.
Yeah. My blonde hair and blue eyes was basically my entire personality as a child. My last pick is getting your friends to go and tell a girl that you like her.
Yeah.
I never talked to a girl personally back in the day about my feelings, but I would always send my friends over to get over the deets.
My first.
Which I still do, actually.
Yeah, that's true. My first ever girlfriend was when I was in a Christmas dress rehearsal for a concert. You know, when your grandparents usually go to when they can't, they want to be out too late, like a week before. And it was, again, I asked a girl out who was sitting like two lines in front of me. And I like tap on the shoulder, hey, tell her I want to ask her out.
Yeah, exactly. Just, have I ever told you a story about how I asked out my first girlfriend?
No, can I hear it?
Okay, so we were on a field trip. Her and I were in the back few rows. And I had someone tap me on the shoulder saying, hey, she likes you. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. So we both had like little flip phones at the time. Yeah, nice. So by the end of that field trip, we were boyfriend and girlfriend. The school day ended. We got back at the school. I gave her a hug and I walked home. And by the time I got home, I couldn't handle the pressure of having a girlfriend. So I texted her and ended it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was the first time.
We were dating for probably 3 hours.
Fucking rights, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a story like
she
that.
She didn't deserve me. She didn't deserve me, so.
You still have that ego.
I actually couldn't handle the pressure, though. Yeah. I literally couldn't.
What do we do now? Like, do we start having sex? We're only 11. Probably
yeah,
shouldn't.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, and I hugged her, and that was the last thing.
I miss those days. Those were the good old days, for sure.
I'll rip off some honorable mentions that I have. Pretend to be sick. I did that so often that I got in trouble.
I had that too.
There was one year that I literally every single Monday during language arts, I would pretend to be sick. My mom would pick me up. And then after a couple months, they finally realized that I was doing it every single Monday class and I got talked to by the principal.
Fucking right.
Yeah. So I was a big baller back then. I have I Heart Boobies bracelets. Those were OG.
I wore those until like in grade 9.
Okay. Wearing 3D glasses, but popping the lenses out.
The nerd, little fucking nerd.
This one is only for our male listeners. Seeing how far back you can stand from the urinal and still pee into it.
I did that at school still.
Yeah. Literally just color the entire sheet of paper and markers. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
I have trade lunches. You always want to have that. Yeah. You always have that one fucking high piece of food that's on high demand.
Baller. Yeah.
I had, oh fuck man, I missed this one. Call first picks at recess. I got first pick.
Never did that.
It's because you were a fucking loser at recess.
No, I was the first pick. I didn't have to.
Woohoo! Make a lightsaber out of markers.
Yeah.
Rush to the front of the line. And then spinning a ruler on a pencil.
There was also one time, I don't know why, none of the things you said brought it up, but it was just a PTSD moment for me. There was one time, I had gym class first thing in the morning. I don't know why I remember this vividly. But my teacher dropped her coffee. Her and I never got along, but she dropped her coffee and there was me and another girl who both laughed. We were the only two who laughed when she dropped her coffee. She yells, Nathan, you go clean this up now, because I laughed at her dropping her coffee. She made me clean it up.
That is a weird thing to mention right now. Like, what made you think of that?
It was just one of those moments that I can't get out of my brain.
Elementary school days.
She fucked me up. That teacher fucked with my brain. She was very mean to me.
Comfort Cats meeting after this?
Yes.
Talk about it?
Yeah. I didn't like her at all. I don't want to say her name because I think she's still teaching, so I don't want to ruin her career for the thousands of people who are listening to this podcast. All right. Very stellar. I think both like really, really, really strong lists.
Yeah. This will be. I bet it'll be 54 to 46.
Close. I'm going to go 60-40. I think one of us, like I actually liked your list, but I also like mine. So thanks, it just depends on what the people are thinking.
Facts. Depends on who had better childhoods.
Yeah. Shower thought of the day. Would you like to go first?
Yeah. Quick shower thought to end the podcast here. When you say forward and back, your lips move in those respective directions. When you say forward, lips move forward. When you say back, your lips move back.
Yeah, that's gangster. Everyone's doing it right now, guaranteed. Yeah. Another one Everyone's of those things, melding it.
Just like you can't bite down, you bite up.
Yeah, still disagree with that one. The word bed, lowercase b, lowercase e, lowercase d, looks like a bed.
I knew that. That's cool. I like that. I always like that one.
And based upon, we were that close.
You always do this at the end of a podcast. Yeah,
I think so. My brain just shuts down near the end.
As it should.
Based upon the fact that I haven't slept lately, that shower thought just made me very sleepy. So I can't wait to have a nice little nap after this.
Then you won't be able to sleep tonight, though.
I can't wait to have a nice sleep 8-hour nap tonight.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think that's a good shower thought. I've liked that one. I heard that a while ago. It actually is true, too. It's like the head and the foot of a bed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool.
Pretty cool.
And the E is the mattress.
Very, very good assumption, Kale. Good job, buddy.
It'd be even better if it was an uppercase E turned sideways, so it was literally a bed.
Oh, good job, Kale.
Thanks.
You're doing so good.
I'm gonna Google your shower thought, Nathan.
You're doing so good.
Thanks.
All right. Like we said earlier, stay tuned to our socials. We have our interview with Hot Widowed Mess coming up soon.
Right away.
We don't know yet.
Well, our interview with her is right away, but it'll be posted. Just, stay in touch with us. You'll see on our socials.
Check it out. And if you haven't yet, hit that follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
And our hats, for those of you who bought them, are just about in.
They're going to be in this week or later this week. So
it'll be this week.
MFers are about to take over.
Yeah.
The MFers hats are about to take over.
Those of you who sent us money and bought a hat, come get it. We'll let you
For those of you who haven't bought one yet, I mean, Christmas time's right around the corner. What better gift to get someone than a Minimal Filters first edition hat?
Fleshlight would be better. But this would be number two, probably.
Yeah, Fleshlight for sure. Damn it. Okay, Fire Show. Great job, Kale.
Fucking rights, guys.
It was nice seeing you.
Ciao.
All right, peace out.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.